Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Michelle and Jeff.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Break it
we
up.
We share and care with love all through the land. Communicate and collaborate.
They
want it. We give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.
They want
it. That's right. Wake up out there. It is Find It Out Friday. And we are here this evening to give you some information. This show has been sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals through education, training, workshops, and we focus on the young minds out here. We'd like to say good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, for all our listeners, Japan, United Kingdom, all over the world. We're going to all come together and move out here with these cosmos. You know, it's wars going on around the world, children and women and all. We must send prayer out there. This craziness has to stop, okay? It just has to stop. It's about kindness some kind of way. It's with you and I and whoever we can do. And with these prayers out here, we're going to get this stuff cleared up. You know, if you practice faith by doubting its effects, you will get results that are best unsatisfactory. This is the reflection of your own weak faith on the mirror of the cosmos. On the other hand, when you stand up with strong confidence, you will acquire limitless blessings. And that's what we have to do. We all have to come together. Out here, I see we have international crisis, you know. There's chaos and conflict up in the White House. They can't get it together up there either. And the auto industry, they're just back in our favor. And I just want you to take some time out and see that great change. What is it called? A ring of fire with the annual eclipse that's happening tomorrow, okay? We want to do these things so we can relax, keep ourselves balanced out. We have a person coming on tonight. Hopefully he can get on. Busy man, travels all over the world and take care of plenty of business. Mr. Hans Johnson will be with us, and he is the president of the East Area Progressive Democrats. That's my club, okay? And let me tell you about that club. They do endorsements for the candidates that are on the ballot. And I tell you, they know how to eliminate the weak and put the strong in the seat, okay? They're going to put the right person out there. So when the EAPD endorses a candidate, that means that candidate has proven that he can get the job or she can get the job done. So hopefully he'll be able to come on and join. He's, like I said, technology and traveling, but he's going to join us and give us some information about this time last year. The truth and nothing but the truth. He's authentic. Mm-hmm. He moves with his heart, but more so, he moves with the people. So I'm going to play you some music until he tunes in. Welcome in to Find It Out Friday. Hans Johnson on the line with us, the president of the East Area Progressive Democrats, the largest Democratic club in California, and they give the people what they want. As I say, they endorse these candidates out here, and what they do is eliminate the weak and place the strong in the seat. Hans Johnson, good evening. Thank you. Welcome in. How are you?
I'm great, Linda. It's great to be back with you today. It's been an incredible week here in Los Angeles. It's been a week of processing incredible grief and anguish around the world, and it's also been a week of continuing to process the death of our senior senator, Dianne Feinstein, who passed away two weeks ago here, leaving a big hole of leadership and leaving more questions about the race to succeed her in our Senate seat here in California.
Yes, it has. It has been very, very busy, very, very sad. I know you've been busy out there, and we appreciate you because I know that you're out there amongst the people, for the people, and moving with the people and taking care of a lot of things. So we appreciate you coming on with us tonight so we can find out some goodness here, Hans Johnson.
Well, I'm glad to be back. You know, it's the one-year anniversary of a major watershed in Los Angeles politics, which was the leak of the racist and homophobic audio of LA city insiders scheming to control power in the city. that blew open a lot of doors in city government, and it blew off a lot of masks of people who had tried to deceive Angelenos as acting for the public interest when they were really out for their own private interest, and people who had in some ways masqueraded as defenders of working people who were really spending their time conspiring to try to put power in their own hands instead of in the hands of the 99% here in Los Angeles. I'm speaking in specific about former city council member Gil Cedillo. I'm speaking in specific about former city council member Nuri Martinez. I'm speaking in specific about former Labor Federation president Ron Herrera. And I'm speaking about a man who showed his utter shamelessness as well as his utter deceit, and that's Kevin DeLeon, who unfortunately survived as a 14th district council member, having refused calls from his colleagues, from the voters, and even from President Biden, asking that he resign his seat and start to begin the process of healing and reconciliation in Los Angeles. But he didn't do that, and so now we, the voters of the 14th district of the city of Los Angeles, have to get him out of that council seat. There's a lot going on in this 1 year mark away from that revelation and all of the repercussions that it's had in city politics and beyond. But I also think it's put an increased responsibility on those of us like our Democratic Club, East Area Progressive Democrats, to advocate for independent redistricting. The governor just this week vetoed two bills that were a kind of heavy-handed approach to redistricting and creating redistricting commissions at the city level. The governor vetoed those bills, in part arguing that they were too costly and imposed too many financial obligations on jurisdictions to do those independent redistricting commissions. So we have to do that work on our own here in Los Angeles, and the vetoing of those two bills, I think, really foregrounds the responsibility that we have to get that problem solved of making the process of line drawing much fairer, more independent, and not subject to the chicanery manipulation of insiders who have been using that process at the city level and at the school board level. That was one of the revelations of those calls, was that this was not just about city manipulation of the line drawing, but also in LAUSD. And those two were closely interrelated. And some of the mistaken and predatory and disempowering line drawing carried over into our school district boundaries. But I'm very hopeful that we can get a charter amendment passed here in Los Angeles, that the civic groundswell for independent redistricting that the racist and homophobic audio leaks helped unleash will actually carry over, and that we will get an independent redistricting commission approved by the people of Los Angeles, which is ultimately how it has to be done anyway. So lots of fallout from that scandal last year, and lots of insights from it. And I'll just note that this had very personal impact on me. I was mentioned by name in those tapes that were leaked last year. Yes, I was called a problem for the work that EAPD continues to do to bring new blood and different chemistry of honesty, independence, and progressive values and inclusion to our Democratic Party, and to bring a different set of values and priorities to our party, including standing up for working people, standing up for openness and transparency in governance, and several other priorities, including protecting public education, which our party in some ways has strayed from. So I was called out in those tapes. I think Angelenos got a very troubling but very revealing picture of who the people who pretend to be doing the people's work are really serving. And I think 1 year later, Angelenos have, I think, some work on our plates, but also some passion in our hearts to make the changes necessary.
I'm in agreement with you, and anytime the EATD steps out there, like you say, you were named out there, well, they got the right one, you know, because we like to stir up that trouble. But as I said, Hans, that, you know, this club, you know, when the candidates are out there hitting the ground now, they're starting early, they're fundraising, they're kicking off, and I'm just loving every minute of it because I'm moving around. I just love the young man that's Assembly District 54, John Yee, the beautiful spirit, his honesty, his authenticity, and I have a ball. And you got me busy out here. I remember back in 2019, it was done a little bit different, but I'm enjoying this, you know, and they're out there, the teams are out there, because we do have work to do here. As I said, when we talk about the cosmos mean family, and we're family across the world. And with all of this stuff going on and celebrations and ugliness and evilness and stuff, we have to do what we have to do. And we quit being change agents years ago, so the change makers are here now. And the change makers are the ones that's going to make it happen. And the East Area Progressive Democrats are the ones that when they get behind you, you're going to do the right thing or you will no longer be there. And that is why I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with being that. I'm getting back out now, but it was so good, you know, to kind of like mix and mingle and see the beautiful smiles and get the hugs and stuff, but the work is here. And I'm so glad I put out there that you were going to speak the truth and nothing but the truth, because you always do. And give us this information and give us this education and give us these reminders of what we're here to do. Hans, we just love you to death. And anytime I can grab you, I grab you. I'd like to have you come on every week, but I know that's impossible. But you're going to be back. You're going to be back because the motion is in. The movement is in the motion. Is that the right way to put it? Is that a good way to put it?
That's a good way to put it. And, you know, you're part of the motion. You are part of the groundswell. You have a vote right now, in fact, because tomorrow the ballots are coming out in the first round of the California Democratic Party endorsement process. And thanks to your staying power in East Area Progressive Democrats, you are a voting club representative. Who gets a vote in your assembly district in the contest that that affects your very specific slice of Los Angeles. So you get a vote in the Assembly District 54 contest. You are going to get a vote in the assembly in the Congressional District 34 contest. And I'm just very pleased that you continue to be a stakeholder and have a voice in the process and that you continue to participate not just in our club endorsement process, but as a part of the California Democratic Party endorsement process. And I just have to say, at a time when seniors are being disparaged and when senior women of color are not getting the respect that they deserve, I think it's really wonderful that you continue to have a voice in the party structure and to show what tenacity and wisdom earned over decades in fighting barriers and overcoming adversity really means. And I think you're an inspiring example to other members of our
community. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm glad because I'd like to say, you know, you started all of this. It was you. You remember how we met years ago?
I do.
Like,
I do.
Yeah. It was like, you know, because I didn't really understand. Like I said, even though my family is political, I came from that political arena. I ran away from it. I got away from it. But I was, you know, that's my people. They're rabble rousers, freedom riders, and sword slingers. Okay, they social justice all the way. So I sort of like broke away, but then I'm back again. And when I met you, you said, Vintage, come and join our club. I said, No. I don't like politics. And no, that's not what we do. That's not what we do. We make sure that the persons that are elected, that they do what they're supposed to do. I say, well, that kind of put a smile on my face. I kind of like that. But it took me 2 years to get me. But after I got in there, I'm loving it. Thank you again for recognizing this is where my heart is. This is what it's all about. Like I said, changing just up until the age of maybe 20, and then I became a change maker. And when the change maker's up there, you have to put on those knee-high boots because you have to step deep into the mud. So I tell people, move low and move slow. Move low and move slow. You know, I'm not that frontline person. I like to work from behind the scenes and put that energy behind the ones that that are demonstrating that they have the energy to get out there and do it. So I kind of like slide up underneath them. I like the backside of it. Not saying that I don't like the spotlight, but I work better, you know, just supporting and assisting and encouraging and, you know, just moving along. Like I said, I've been going to the fundraisers. I've been going to the kickoffs, just hanging around with John Yee. I love his spirit. He's with the people. He's for the people, and he's amongst the people. He's just not talking about it. He's out there in the mix, and that's what I like. I just sit back and I watch him, and I listen to the comments, and I see how the people react. He has to be in the seat because he's moving with his heart like a dance. EAPB eliminates the weak and place the right candidate in that seat. So we're starting early. It's no sense in waiting until January. We've been on this for about a month and a half, telling persons to get out and meet the candidates, get out and participate, get involved so that we can all evolve around here. This is big business. This is serious stuff. And if you think your vote does not matter, you better go look back in the mirror again, because your vote is your voice. And if you're shy and don't want to speak up, at least you can grab that pencil and make that check mark in the right square to put the right person there that's going to communicate and take care of the things that you need for yourself, your family, your community. Because it takes all of us to get this done. It takes all of us to get this done, like you just mentioned, the lies that we were told, you know, a year ago, and then all of it came up to surface, you know, and now the people see, they're acting one way, lining their pockets, but they're really not for us. No, you have to be for yourself. And in order to be for yourself, you need to stand up for yourself. Get involved. You don't need to hear about it. You don't need to sit back and complain about it.
Speaking of getting involved, I just want to leave you and your listeners with two concrete things coming up. Number one, on the 25th, of October is our next round of endorsement voting for our Democratic Club, the largest in California with more than 1,100 members. We had more than 250 people out to vote at our last endorsement meeting on the 27th of September. A great outpouring, very orderly and very effective, and also a great experience with people getting to reconnect and discuss their choices and the hot races in our areas. A really good experience, I think, for grassroots democracy. And we're doing round two on Wednesday evening, the 25th of October at 7 o'clock at the same location, 5105 Hermosa Avenue in Eagle Rock. And I invite all members and people who want to join EAPD to come out and take a look and experience this really unique and effective grassroots democracy in action. And second, I just want to note that we have a very important election going on for the future of safe abortion and reproductive health care in America. Ohio voters are going to the polls starting now to cast their ballots on a statewide ballot measure that would amend the state constitution to protect reproductive health care. As you may know, and as many people following Ohio have watched, voters there in August rejected an effort to tilt the playing field and take away the voice of voters to enact change. They kept a 50% plus one majority to amend the state constitution, which Republican lawmakers schemed to try to take away, and voters said no. 57% of voters came out in the middle of summer to vote no on that ballot measure. And now the next part is to vote yes on the state constitutional amendment to embed protections for reproductive termination for Ohio women and girls in the state constitution. And so we have to urge people to vote yes on one. Our club is leading this extraordinary effort from Californians to get the voices, to reach the voters of Ohio with a yes on one message. And we have 10,000 postcards that we are sending to individual Ohioans, thanking them for signing the petition to enable this vote and urging them to engage their networks of trust and kinship to vote yes on one before November 7th, which is the last day to vote. and I'm hoping that we can celebrate a really big victory for safe abortion and women's health and human rights on the 7th of November, where EAPD members, are you ready for this? Thanks to this bunch of postcards, we will literally be reaching about 1/300th of all the voters expected to vote in Ohio. That's may not sound like much, but it's a big and influential percentage of voters, especially given that they are going to be talking to their friends. And there's evidence, not just from our experience, but from other data, that personalized quality contact with voters is dispositive. It makes a difference. It does excite them. It does engage them. It does urge them and activate them to talk to their family, friends, and neighbors about the position. And we're expecting that this will be part of that push to help get 50% plus one into the 50% range so that we vote yes and protect reproductive health for Ohio women, which is very much hanging in complete danger because a six-week abortion ban is now being held up in court, and there's no confidence that that will last. So okay. We have our, we're doing our part to help our brothers and sisters in Ohio, and we're doing our part to help influence, after what was the biggest election of the spring, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court election, where we also did thousands of postcards and won. We are hoping to earn help earn another victory with the postcards to Ohioans this month ahead of that referendum vote in the state. So one other thing is that this is free to everyone. This is not just open to EAPD members. We're letting all volunteers who are willing to do to spend the money on the postcard stamps to take some of those postcards and get them out to Ohioans. So be in touch at eapd.la@gmail.com. That's eapd.la@gmail.com. And we will bundle up some postcards for you to do here in the next week or 10 days to get those off to Ohioans and help make sure they vote yes on one.
Okay, I hear you. I'll keep putting that out there. Now, what happens, because I've done the postcards before, when you ship out, get the postcards and deliver them, the addresses and the sheets are already set up because you're very organized.
That's right.
That's right. That's what I needed to know on that.
I have to go. I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to let me talk with you again, and thank you for casting your vote both in the process with the club and as a member of the pre-endorsement conference starting tomorrow. I'll check back with you next week, and I hope to be back on very soon before the end of the month.
Hans Johnson, you will be back. We appreciate you. You got it. I got that information. I'll be making that check off and doing my part over here. Whatever I need to do to make this happen, please enjoy your evening. Hans Johnson, the president of the East Area Progressive Democrats. You want to become a member of that. They'll organize, get things taken care of. And again, I'm going to say that when they endorse a candidate out there that's going to be on those ballots, they eliminate the weak and put the right person in the seat. And I'm very, very proud to be a part of the organization. And thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us, sharing with us, educating us, and getting us ribbed up. So I'm going to put this information out. Get your pens ready. So we need to address these postcards and help Ohio out over there, because it could be us the next day, and we're all in the cosmos together. We're one big family. Hans, have a great evening, and tell the secretaries I said hello. Thank you.
People hold a brother from the line, hey, pray for all the sisters. right here, right now. I said, we're here, singing, glory, hallelujah. Wow.
That's what we do. We share and care. And that was Mr. Hans Johnson, the president of the East Area Progressive Democrats, okay? They believe in transparency, honesty, independence, and value. They get the job done out there. Again, when I say they eliminate the weak and place the right people in the seat, because they do a lot of endorsements for these candidates that are going to be placed on the ballot. And if you get endorsed by the EAPD, hey, you have been watched and observed, and they know that you're the person that can get the job done. It's all about getting the job done, change makers out there. We stop being change agents, sitting back complaining, watching, trying to figure it out. Change makers get the job done. We have a whole lot to go up against, as he shared with us, the truth and nothing but the truth. What happened a year ago, we had an eye-opening. You guys woke up out there when those audio tapes leaked out. You know, we say we're not political, every last one of us, because you have to take care of yourself, stand up for yourself, and do the things that are right for yourself out there. This is what it's all about. This is Finding Out Friday. We brought you a good one. Hans Johnson, the president of the East Area Progressive Democrats. If you're going to get involved, you need to get involved with that club. You see how it's really run. They're grassroots, but they're organized. And the people are beautiful, 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 like-minded, and getting the job done.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up.
Preacher man, oh, tell me, heaven is on the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's the all that Peter told. After the story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your eyes. Come on,
get up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours unheard. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Jump, jump.
Stand up for your rights.
Right.
Lord,
Lord,
get up, stand
That's right. Keep in mind, when you light a candle for another person, your path becomes wider and brighter. March 5th is the primary vote. Don't wait till the general election. That primary is very, very important because that eliminates the weak, okay? And then the right person is put on that ballot for you to go and vote. Your vote is your voice. Keep that in mind. A lot of people just wait. They just wait for the general election. No. Primary election is very, very important. So if you haven't registered, if you're not a registered voter, go fill out that paper. Go fill out that paper and get that information. Vote in that primary for March 5th. That has a lot to do with what happens and who goes to that general. We have to weed out the unhealthy, the untransparency, the dishonest, and all the rest of that stuff. It's time for a change, change makers. Put on your knee boots, not your ankle boots, because when you step out there to get things done, you're stepping deep into the mud. Keep in mind that it all falls on each and every one of us, okay? We're cosmos out here, the cosmos in the universe. That includes everybody. And all cosmos stand for is family. Again, March 5th is the primary. Your vote is your voice. We're starting early. The holidays haven't even got here, but I want to get to you before you start baking those cookies and you know, celebrating with the families and overeating and all of that. I'm putting this on your mind early because it's very, very, very important. And the email address for the EAPD, Eastern Progressive Democrats, is eapd.la@gmail.com. Write it down. Get in touch with them. Get involved so that we can all evolve out here.
How to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.